from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, two answers. One, obviously you're going to play some of the obvious guys like Derrick Henry, right? And you're going to play Mahomes. You're going to play Kelce. Rashee Rice, I consider a must play. But I'm kind of, and maybe I'm drawing too much into that AFC Championship game, 17-10. But I have kind of diminished expectations for everybody here, including Derrick Henry, by the way. Your run defense, only 6 touchdowns allowed all year last year, and even volume backs struggled against your defense. 6 backs with 18 or more carries that faced Kansas City last year averaged 90 yards and 0.2 touchdowns. There was 1 touchdown between those 6 backs. I see a good, not great run defense, and one that I think, you know, we don't know how much Derrick Henry's got left. So I'm just kind of cautiously optimistic here. And you guys remember this from the AFC Championship game? The Ravens ran the ball 6 times in that game with their running backs.
They're not going to make the mistake again, right?
No, not with Derrick Henry, right? I mean, it's one thing to do that to Gus Edwards. It's another thing to do that with Derrick Henry. So, you know, you will see a very different, I think, game plan coming from Derrick Henry here. I think some fascinating angles here the most fascinating is Xavier Worthy and what you do about him, because this is a brutally tough Baltimore defense. They only allowed 12 wide receiver scores all of last year, and only 2 were from speed guys. The other 10 were all like big-bodied receivers like Amari Cooper and George Pickens and T. Higgins and Keenan Allen, who all posted good games against Baltimore, big-bodied guys. But Worthy, so fast. You know, Patrick Mahomes, you guys know this, his average distance of throw keeps getting shorter year over year, which makes him a little easier to defend. I think Andy Reid wants to put some deep balls to Worthy on tape to force future opponents to have to guard the deep sections of the field, which right now they haven't had to do. So Worthy's the guy that I struggle with the most in terms of, like, would I actually start him this week? And let me ask you guys, you're as close to this as anybody. Do you think Xavier Worthy pops in week 1 of his NFL career?
The absence of Hollywood Brown is going to make me start him, Charge. I've got him in a league, and I'm going to start him just because of that. Maybe when he comes back and we see the numbers change, I go different. But the other guys, so I'm also curious, because yesterday we were looking up on FanDuel, right? And they had Travis Kelce's yardage total at 830.5, which I thought was embarrassing. Way too low for a guy who's never done that except for the one time he had microfracture surgery his rookie season. What do you see him from a fantasy perspective? You got Travis Kelce. Are you getting number one tight end production again this year?
We're talking 34 years old, right?
Yep.
34 years old. I mean, the end is coming one of these years, but if you had been guessing the last several years that the end is here, you were very, very wrong. The metrics did show the slowdown in the second half of last season. Week 11 to the week 18 didn't score a touchdown. Then obviously had a much bigger role in the playoffs. Which your listeners know. I still think he's above the 900 yard range, which is about the floor that he ever puts up. So still really optimistic. I'm his tight end 3 this year. So, you know, obviously I still think he's an elite tight end, and I'm still super confident in Travis Kelce. And you're going to start him every week, including this one. Do you see this from the AFC Championship game? They targeted Kelce 11 times. He caught 11 passes.
Right. Yeah, just dominant. He looked like the Hall of Fame tight end again during the postseason. Now he's healthy. We all know he missed week 1 last year, so people are pretty optimistic about what he's going to be able to do, as we're talking to Paul Charchi of GuillotineLeagues.com. All right, let's go elsewhere in the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings, your neck of the woods. We know, unfortunately, it's going to be, I'll say unfortunately, Sam Darnold all year. You tell me if I shouldn't be saying unfortunately or not. I mean, what does this do fantasy-wise for Justin Jefferson and Addison, eventually, I guess, TJ Hockenson when he's healthy?
Yeah, it's well, this game's a little bit tricky because the Giants might have the best front four in football right now. I mean, Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau, and it's going to be great. But the Vikings can't stop themselves from passing. You know, we saw Kevin O'Connell last year. He was a former quarterback, former quarterback's coach, and the past 2 years he's ranked third and third in passing play percentage, and he didn't have Kirk Cousins for half of last year, and it didn't matter. Still kept throwing the ball constantly. So Sam Darnold's never been surrounded by this much competent coaching and players. I want to believe that we're going to get whatever good there is out of Sam Darnold we're going to get here in Minnesota from him. And the Vikings are going to be trailing in a lot of games, and maybe even this week against the Giants. So I think there's he'll cap some players to some degree, but probably not Justin Jefferson. This whole offense goes through him. And let me mention this, guys. Jordan Addison, his rookie year last year, 900 yards and 10 touchdowns as a rookie. Cody, Alex, do you want to guess how many other rookies in the Super Bowl era, which is whatever, 56 years, have posted 900 yards and 10 touchdowns?
I mean, we look up rookie wide receivers every year to try to set some regular standards, so I'm going to guess it's less than 10.
Alex?
Yeah, I'll go with 5.
Yeah, 7. You guys split the difference. 7
okay.
Ever.
We're close.
Ever. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, Jordan Addison coming up a really good year. No TJ Hockenson. Now, he's coming up a really good year. A really bad offseason, you know, when you fall asleep in the left lane of traffic at the wheel in L.A. That's not good. I think Addison is a little, people are sleeping on Addison a little bit. I'm optimistic Sam Darnold's going to be non-garbage. But the schedule is the opening schedule after the Giants is also brutal, and you'll need to factor that in as well.
Charge, what are you doing with the rookie wide receivers? I think I got 2 out of 3 between my 4 leagues, but Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers being the only target in New York, and Rome Odunze, who's in a crowded group, but people think he's really talented. Who of those guys are you starting right away?
You know, I've got flex level starting grades for all 3 of them, and Nabers is my favorite. I'll give you quick hitters in all 3. Nabers gets a Minnesota secondary that gave up the 6th most fantasy points to receivers last year and was overhauled with a bunch of veterans at cornerback who other teams did not want, like Shaq Griffin and Stephon Gilmore. Rome Odunze gets the Titans against a defense that finished as Pro Football Focus's 27th ranked coverage unit. They overhauled their secondary. They got L'Jarius Sneed, who you guys know very well, and he's good. He's going to have to cover DJ Moore or Keenan Allen, and that's going to leave Rome Odunze with far inferior coverage. So I like him too. The trickier guy out of these 3 is the one who was taken first, Marvin Harrison, against a good Buffalo secondary. Only 3 receivers topped 82 yards against the Bills all of last year. They allowed the 6th fewest fantasy points, and Buffalo's got 2 of Pro Football Focus's top 12 cornerbacks, Taron Johnson and Rasul Douglas, and Harrison's going to draw a lot of that coverage. So I'm actually more down on Harrison out of the group, but I think you can start all 3 in their rookie debut.
None of the rookie quarterbacks, though, right? There's no way somebody should be starting a rookie QB.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. I'm starting both of those guys in various leagues. I'm starting both of those guys because the rushing prowess, right? Are the passing skills going to be great in week 1? No. Can they run the ball? Heck yeah. They don't need a lot of training for that. So I think the rushing skills that Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams bring makes them fantasy startable, including this week. And I've got them ranked. Hang on. It's coming right here. Got them ranked as quarterback 9 and quarterback 13.
All right. Okay. That's better than I thought. All right. That's better than I thought as we're talking to Paul Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com. Now, is there a player that you're watching like, hey, you need to see something out of this guy to really maybe fully buy in, that it's a question mark for you, but they've got a chance even in 1 week to solidify it?
It's got to be Bijan Robinson, right? So last year finishes as the 12th highest scoring running back, 12th. But in fantasy drafts this year, he was going either 2nd or 3rd in fantasy drafts overall in the mid-first round. And to support that kind of elevated draft position, we need a massive uptick from Bijan Robinson in utilization. The problem is, and everybody just assumes that's going to happen because Arthur Smith is gone. But the problem is, offensive coordinator Zach Robinson is specifically, repeatedly saying that Tyler Allgeier is going to be heavily involved in this offense. Now, objectively, Bijan Robinson is way better than Tyler Allgeier. But sometimes that doesn't matter. Objectively, Aaron Jones was a billion times better than A.J. Dillon and didn't stop Green Bay from running a committee for years. And we know almost nothing about Zach Robinson because the Sean McVay coaching tree cycles out anybody instantly within fart-smelling distance of McVay. So you never get to know what these guys are all about. So it's a lot of moving parts here. If Bijan Robinson's going to handle the ball like, you know, 18, 20 times a game, oh, then fully justified. But we don't know that that's going to be the case, and people really rolled the dice on him in the first round.
Charge, I do. I saw your tweet, so I do want to issue an apology as someone who's fallen into this trap many times over many years. I am sorry that you drafted Kyle Pitts. You'll regret it. You will regret it, Charge. It's never going to work. I've been trying to get him traded to Kansas City. I got to give up on this. It's never happening.
It's never. Well, listen, this is the last chance, right? So here's the rationale is just this simple for drafting him. And by the way, I'm in a lot of leagues. I mean, I think 14 is my league count. And I got.
Oh, my goodness, Charge. 14?
I know. And the problem with 14 is, like, you have to be incarcerated to have enough time to properly manage 14 leagues. I mean, you know, I'm not out there out offering trades and being a good owner. It's terrible. Here is Desmond Ridder was so bad. So bad. How bad was Desmond Ridder, you might ask? He was released by the Cardinals, cleared waivers a week ago, and the Cardinals were like, nah, I guess I'll throw him on the practice squad, and that's it. The downgrade was so severe, and now you get Kirk Cousins, who was leading the NFL in passing yards before his injury. Kirk has fed TJ Hockenson for years. I'm really optimistic that this is going to be the Kyle Pitts breakout season. Let's hope it comes together here.
Paul Charchian, GuillotineLeagues.com. He joins us each and every Thursday, getting your lineup set. We appreciate it, man. This will be fun throughout the year.
Yeah, can't wait. It's always fun. Good luck. What's your, by the way, what's your official predictions for your squad this year?
So 14-3 for the Chiefs, and once again headed back to a Super Bowl.
13-4 for me, Charge. But if you think I'm picking them not to go to the Super Bowl at this point, I'm going to be right like 70% of the time at this rate.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So why not?
Why pick against it?
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, at that point, you're just being a contrarian.
All right. Thanks, Charge.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.